weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A new app that tries to guess your regional accent based on your pronunciation of 26 words and colloquialisms will help Cambridge academics track the movement and changes to English dialects in the modern era. It's been devised by Adrian Lehman of the University of Cambridge alongside Professor Dr. David Britton, his chair of Modern English Linguistics at the University of Bern in Switzerland. And I'm pleased to say that the professor is on the line now. Good evening, David. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you very much. It's great. It's snowing here, though.
Oh, I'm very disappointed because, as you probably know, Cambridge is something like the fourth driest spot in the country, and no rain also means no snow. So I guess possibly lots of people listening actually are probably grateful there's no snow, but not to matter. Accents, are they generally changing?
We think they are. When we've examined the differences between the way that people speaking today in various parts of the country and the way they spoke 100 years ago, what seems to have been happening is that there has been a levelling out of some of the perhaps rarer dialect features, the ones that are most associated perhaps with old traditional rural villages seem to be dying out. And what we're more and more seeing is the emergence of, if you like, bigger regional accents with fewer very local peculiarities. So it would be much harder for Professor Higgins these days to be able to spot people and track them right down to an individual village, as he claimed he could do a little while ago.
Yes. Are some parts of the UK more affected than others, or is this a general trend across the entire UK?
Well, we're not exactly sure because the research has not been carried out across the whole of the UK, and that's what we're trying to do to a certain extent in the app. But certainly in the southeast of England, there seems to have been quite a substantial levelling away of the different local differences between different parts of the southeast. And as a result of this levelling in the southeast, this is where this idea of estuary English comes about to a certain extent, that this whole area of London, the Thames Estuary, the areas around, are all becoming much of a muchness, if you like, very similar in terms of the way that the accents and dialects are used.
Do things like television and radio have an effect? I'm thinking in particular, there was an article I remember, oh dear, must be a good 10 years ago, probably more actually, that the soap Neighbours was having an effect as well. People picking up Australian phrases and those making their way into the English language as well. And that must obviously have a certain effect on accents too.
I mean, that's actually, for us linguists, that's a very controversial question. And we're still debating just how strong the effect of the media is. I mean, there are some who suggest that it can influence our pronunciation of words. Others, perhaps the majority, would argue that it has a sort of a positive softening up influence on the way we speak. So that if we hear accents on the TV or the radio that we like the sound of, from people who we find fashionable, then we may well be positively inclined to pick up those accents when we come across them. So it's perhaps a more of an indirect effect rather than a direct effect. But I think we know that we certainly have picked up some words from TV and radio. Certainly the increasing number of Americanisms that we have in our speech suggests that that's probably the case.
And is there a difference between words and phrases and accents? Because strictly speaking, it's a different thing. You know, you're saying a set of words, and it's the way and the voice that you give to them, which is arguably the accent.
Yes. So we have a distinction that we tend to stick to in linguistics, which distinguishes between a dialect, which is essentially a combination of everything, the words, the grammar, and the pronunciation. And we reserve accent for the pronunciation, largely. In our app, we're looking at dialect because we're not just looking at different pronunciations that people use, but also different dialect words that they might use, such as the word that you use when you get a little piece of wood under your skin. So do you say spell? Do you say shiver? Do you say splinter and so on? But also some grammatical things are there in the app as well, such as whether you say she want or she wants. So it's a combination of things in the app that we're trying to look at.
I remember a friend of mine commenting on my way I pronounced things, where my sister did, as querying as to why I pronounced my THs whereas my sister didn't, you know, despite us being brought up in much the same part of the country.
Yes, the change in the way that we pronounce th and the in English is one of the very dramatic and rapid changes that we've seen across the 20th century. In fact, if you go back 100 years, there would be relatively few people in England who would say think or mother. And now this is a change which has spread very rapidly, and we find it not just in many particularly urban centres across England, but also in Scotland and also beyond in Australia and New Zealand. People have heard it too.
Mm. Is there a word which perhaps provides the ultimate test? You know, I guess, I think from the app, you're asking people to go through a series of about 25, I think, different questions to do the test. Is there the word which is one which you definitely pin down an accent with?
I think the best one in terms of pinning down people's broad geographical origins is whether people say last or last. That one tells you pretty immediately whether somebody's from the north or the south.
Okay, well, I say last, so that instantly puts me down as a damn southerner, doesn't it, really?
Yes, and that one is one that has distinguished the north from the south for quite a long time, and it also seems to be a relatively stable feature, which doesn't seem to be changing very much. So, for example, I actually originally come from near Wisbeach, and so I said last and laugh and bath and so on. But you didn't have to go very far just to places like Spalding, and people would be saying last and bath and so on. And that still seems to be largely the case when you listen to people. So that boundary between the north and the south seems to be fairly stable as far as we know. And so it's a very good one for distinguishing at least north from south. But there is no very good word which can really distinguish in very fine detail where somebody comes from. As far as we can tell.
And if somebody wants to have a go at the app, I think there's both Android and Apple versions, iOS versions of the app, and presumably it's free and people can download it from their favourite app store.
Absolutely, yes, it's free. It's called English Dialects, available from the usual places, and we hope all of your listeners have some fun with it.
Yeah, and I hope so too. And does the data get sent back to you for yourself and your colleagues to then work on?
Yes, I mean the quiz that we put in there and the guess that the app makes about where your dialect is from is based on a survey that was carried out in the 1950s, which was the last nationwide survey that we actually had of English dialects. Now, obviously, if we're basing it on accents in the 1950s, the guess is very possibly going to be wrong. And that's in a sense deliberate, so that when or if the app gets it wrong, it shows you just how much the accents of your home dialect area have changed in the last 50 years since that survey. So for example, I'm, you know, as I say, from near Wisbeach. The app guesses I'm from Essex. But that's largely because the accents of, you know, of Norfolk and North Cambridgeshire have become much more like the rest of the southeast in the last 50-100 years. There's also a record function on the app which enables you to make a little recording by reading a passage, and those recordings can then be listened to by other app users.
Ah, that's an interesting twist to it all. I think we'll have to have a go at that ourselves. In terms of Cambridge, is there such a thing as a Cambridge accent? Or I guess there is a Cambridgeshire accent, but within the city, it is quite tricky to pin down, really, simply because we're a polyglot society and we have people coming in from all sorts of different places to live and work and study here.
Yeah, and that's actually a very good question. I mean, you do have a very diverse community in Cambridge, but from the linguistic point of view, we would say that the Cambridge dialect is what people in Cambridge speak. And so that will have changed quite a lot in the last 100 years or so. It will still be very diverse. So people will speak the Cambridge dialect in a number of different ways, depending on, you know, their social backgrounds, their educational levels, whether they're old or young and so on. So it's very difficult to say a Cambridge dialect is this and it has this and this and this and this feature, because within Cambridge there'll be huge amounts of diversity too. But that's the same pretty much for any community these days.
Interesting. Fascinating speaking to you, Professor. Do let us know when we've collated all the data. And is this running for a particular length of time?
As far as we know, the app will be available for as long as people want to carry on using it.
Okay, but I guess there's a point when you say, right, we're going to stop here and crunch these numbers and crunch the data.
Yes, so we will hope by the end of the year to have processed the data that we've got at that point, so that we're able to produce new maps showing the dialect distribution across the country.
Okay, well, maybe we should have a conversation at the end of the year when it's all coming together, just to see and the differences really between now and the 1950s, when that original survey you mentioned was originally carried out. But for now, Professor Dr. David Britton, thank you very much for your time.
Many thanks indeed.
That was great. Enjoyed that. And Professor Britton is Chair of Modern English Linguistics at the University of Bern, involved in this English Dialects app, which is available, as we said, from all good app stores.